Welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with your retirement cash flow strategist, Mark Lumia, owner of the True Wealth Group. You know, George Harrison's first single as a solo artist after the Beatles was also his biggest hit, My Sweet Lord. You know, we heard that song on the radio for the first time this week back in 1970. Boy, Mark, time flies, huh?
Yeah, I think I was around 4 or 5 years old back then.
And, you were just a wee one.
I know. I can't believe I'll be 49 in beginning of next year.
Baby, you're a baby.
I'm still young.
That's right. Well, the holidays are here, and you know it's a time for family and, of course, food. But, you know, looking back at the year, we're wondering, what are you most thankful for? We asked some folks on the street, and here's what they said.
Something pretty special. My niece was born premature. We didn't know if she was going to make it, and so she turned one this year.
When you get to a point where what you have isn't enough, you're no longer thankful for it. And I think the difference between this year and even a couple of years ago is that I'm happier because I'm thankful for what I already have, not for what I want.
And just to know that, you know, there's so much good in the world. We don't hear that and see that on the news, and yet there is, and just to be able to see that and to know that the blessings are there.
Oh, I loved all of those stories straight from their hearts. And, you know, it is a time to reflect back and be thankful. What are you most thankful for this year, Mark?
Well, I'm thankful for working out, and then my trainer gave me these free tickets to go to this 70s show where I took my mom, met my wife, and now I have 3 kids, 1, 4, and 7.
Oh.
So it's like one thing builds on another because
yeah.
That one thing happened, all those other things happened, and now I have all these blessings running around. I'm thankful for my health. I do want to get healthier, obviously lose some weight. Thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for having a successful business. I'm thankful to be able to help people with their retirement strategies. I'm thankful for a lot of things.
And well said, well said. How about you, Producer Hawk? What are you thankful for this season?
Just family, you know, being able to, my brother has some children now, and I don't have any children yet, so I have to kind of
Uncle Hawk
live vicariously as the cool uncle with all the good gifts that it brings.
You are the cool uncle. I saw that one, the last birthday gift. That was off the chain.
Yeah, that scooter was pretty awesome he had. So there you go. So I get to buy really nice stuff for his kids right now.
Oh, precious stuff. And of course, your dogs, too. I know you're thankful for your dogs.
Definitely. They all have their holiday wear, I guess, what you call it, for their
the holiday sweaters.
they even have one of them has a coat, you know, because he's small and he gets cold. So.
Oh, but, love know, it. Well, I'm thankful for my husband because I married late in life. I was what you call an old maid. I got married at the age of 38. Ooh. And it has been the happiest 10 years of my life. So he's a constant joy. So that first and foremost, that's the most thankful, and then awesome people to work with every day. Like Mark and Hawk, and I tell you, we're so blessed. We're just so blessed, and I'm guilty of taking so much for granted. Well, speaking of, this is the worst segue ever.
You probably wait for us to say something. We both didn't say a word, right?
I wish I could play piano. I would put a little tune in there or something.
What does a happy retirement look like to you? An article from Inc.com shares a list of 10 traits and behaviors that may help pave the way to the warm and fuzzies in your retirement years. What's it like, Mark, to see your clients enjoying the retirement that they've worked so hard for? That must be so fulfilling.
Well, first I'd like to cover the article. According to the article, happy retirees, they average $97,000 in household income during their peak earning years. They average $82,000 in current household income. They have at least $500,000 in liquid net worth.
Ooh.
They own homes averaging $300,000 in value. They don't have a mortgage or are about to pay off their mortgage. They have 2 or 3 sources of retirement income. They have a well-defined understanding of their purpose in life. They have at least 3 to 5 core pursuits. They live in the city or the suburbs, and they take at least 2 vacations per year.
Ooh.
So what we do at True Wealth Group, we basically help our clients have a very happy retirement. We do that by using our proprietary retirement strategy stress test, and I recommend to all our listeners to schedule a retirement strategy session so we can help them have a very happy retirement, Grace.
And the ladies want to have a happy retirement, too. Ladies, how's your financial confidence? According to four key findings from survey results on lifehealthpro.com, women may be able to increase their financial confidence. What are your thoughts on this, Mark?
Well, absolutely. We tend to have a lot of single women as clients. We have lots of couples, like I said earlier. We don't have very many single men, but here are the four findings according to that article. Finding number one, financial advice has a positive impact on women's financial confidence. It says that 63% of women who have received advice say that they feel confident compared to 45% of women who haven't. Finding number two, women are more likely to take action after receiving financial advice. And 64% of women made a change in their spending habits, why 57% increased the amount that they saved each month after getting that financial advice. Finding number three is getting quality financial advice remains a challenge. Though one-third or 33% of women are interested in receiving financial advice, a market rise from 24% in 2013, many are still struggling to find the right resources. They're having problems finding advisors like myself. Finding number four, a growing number of women rely on financial service providers for advice. It says that 57% of women surveyed would like to access tools and calculators to break down complex advice principles. And we talked about earlier in the first segment about the financial calculators. You just don't want to go online and look at a financial calculator. It's better to have a retirement strategy session so you can speak to a specialist that specializes in those topics. You want to find an advisor that has all the licenses, not just a couple. And you want to find an advisor that keeps up to date, goes out for continued education multiple times a year so they can learn the new things just in case things change. And you also want to go to someone that keeps up on changes that might be dangerous, like when there's an IRS ruling change or a notice from the IRS. You want someone that's going to know about that right away so they can advise you on those different things.
And that's striking, Mark, because from the article, what stood out to me is that women are more likely to take action after receiving financial advice. Can you tell us about a time where you met with one of your clients and she, you know, applied your plan and your strategies? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I had this one client that she was a divorcee. She has no children. She had started taking her Social Security, but she had only taken it for about 9 months. So after coming to see us at age 63, she actually paid back her Social Security. Mm. She decided to delay her Social Security until 70. At 66, she can take a divorce spouse benefit from her ex-husband as long as she was married to that husband for at least 10 years. Mm. And then she had money in a variable annuity that had very high fees. So every year we're allowed to take out approximately $39,000. She's keeping around that $9,800 of that $39,800. As income to replace the Social Security that she paid back. She's then moving the other $30,000 into an old-fashioned whole life policy that you overfund and do not cross what's called the modified endowment contract line, and it's all going to grow tax-deferred and tax-free. Most people believe that life insurance is just for a death benefit. However, there are definitely lots of living benefits and you need to look into that. And what's going to happen is she's going to turn her Social Security on, her full Social Security, on at age 70. And she's going to have a way bigger Social Security. She's going to have lower taxes. And the longer she lives, the more Social Security she's going to collect compared to if she would have kept it the way she had it originally. So we're looking at her overall portfolio. We designed a plan. She's very happy. She gives us lots of referrals. And we meet sometimes once or twice a year.
And I mean, it's so funny because you list out, my gosh, at least eight things, if I could keep up, that you were able to do for her that directly impacted her assets in the most wonderful way. And if you would like to meet with Mark and sit down and ask him some questions and have him do the same awesome thing for you, it's 1-800-7-MARK-72, 1-800-762-7572. Well, for those of you who are planning on retirement for next year, Mark, what are some things that they should be doing now as we start to wrap up 2014?
All right. From the article, making last-minute 401k contributions. You basically don't want to wait till the last minute. You can max out a 401k at around $17,500. And you don't want to wait till the last minute because you want the money to get moved into the account so you can deduct those contributions. You also have extra time for IRA contributions. A lot of people don't realize you have until April 15, 2015 to make contributions into your IRA for 2014. So don't forget about those extra IRA contributions. You can actually have your accountant do your taxes, looking at that from not doing a contribution and doing a contribution, and whether you should do a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. And by doing the using his software, you can calculate the best way to do that. Or you can come to someone like myself and I can help you with figuring out what contribution and where you should put it. Also, take your required minimum distributions. Don't forget, we talked about it earlier. There's a 50% penalty if you don't take your required minimum distributions. And the way it works is you need to take your first distribution April 1st of the year after the year you turn 70 and a half. But you usually don't want to wait until that April 1st. You usually want to do it the prior December 31st, because if you wait to the new year, then you will have probably two distributions in 1 year that first year. So to avoid that, you do it by December 31st. Now, they also have something called a Get the Savers Credit, and it's $1,000 for individuals and a $2,000 for a couple. And the biggest credit usually goes to the people with the lowest income. And don't forget to reset your contributions for 2015, what they're basically talking about. In 2015, instead of the max that you can put into a 401k of being $17,500, you can actually do $18,000 in 2015. Oh. And the IRA is going up by $500 too. It's called the $6,000 for the IRA catch-up. So anyone past the age of 50, it used to be $5,500 after the catch-up, so now it's going to be $6,000. So those are things you might want to do by the end of the year, or look forward to doing in the beginning of the new year.
Well, if your head is swimming from all these incredible tips and facts that Mark is sharing with you, no worries. You can call Mark and set up your complimentary retirement strategy session. The number to call, 1-800-7-MARK-72, 1-800-762-7572. And be sure and go to the website, retirementmark.com. Mark's book, Thinking Outside the Money Box, it's on Amazon for sale for, like, I think $17.99. Mark wants our listeners, you, to have a free copy. You can go to retirementmark.com and download your free e-copy. When you get to the website, the homepage, the top right corner, look for the little yellow banner that says get your free ebook here. Boom, your name and your email, you'll have it in a matter of seconds. And I love having it as a reference. I have it on my tablet. I'm able to scroll back when I have a question about something. It's right there, and it's that easy. Maybe you're traveling or visiting family and just catching the Retirement Mark Show. Just remember retirementmark.com and get in the know. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. The Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia of the True Wealth Group returns in just a moment. Comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors.
Imagine having a retirement shield. Something or someone who could protect your assets while increasing your retirement income and reducing taxes. This bullish market has everyone nervous. It's high right now, but it will inevitably correct itself. What will happen to your retirement portfolio when it does? Mark Lumia and True Wealth Group can be your knight in shining armor. From annuity investments to money management strategies, Mark's mission is all about protecting his clients. A shield emblazons his company logo, and he takes your retirement security seriously. Mark and True Wealth Group will give you an accurate picture of where you stand in your retirement planning. You want to protect your future. Find a retirement income specialist who wants the same thing. Call Mark Lumia now for your free portfolio review. 1-800-762-7572. That's 1-800-762-7572. Or visit retirementmark.com.